This is live in Studio C here on 91 Classical, Nashville Public Radio. I'm Colleen Phelps, and today in the studio we have the newly named ensemble, Cheap Trills. A first for us on 91 Classical to name an ensemble from audience suggestions. So thank you for catching us on our Facebook page. Since this is kind of a unique setup, Patrick, why don't you explain it for us?
Yes, so this is just a group of local musicians, all of us working professionals around town, representing various ensembles and groups. Zenobia and Matt, of course, from Alias, as well as our own Nashville Symphony, and Francis, who has also played with Alias, but with Music City Baroque, his own group, Early Music City, just so, and Professor Belmont, and I'm representing myself.
Countertenors everywhere.
Countertenors everywhere. And I serve on the faculty at Tennessee State.
Well, Cheap Trills, welcome and thanks for joining us. Let's kick right off with some Baroque music. You've brought us an aria by Georg Philipp Telemann, Erquickendes Wunder der ewigen Gnade, here on 91 Classical.
Thank you. freuen Seid sei eines jeden Wort voll Lachen und alle Herz voll Fröhlichkeit. Es müsse keinen Sinn, was Eises traurig machen, kein Auge, was von anders sehr wissen, aus denen inner von Grüßen noch mehr entdecken müssen. Habt aber ruhig sogleich auf eure Seelen acht, denn der euch so viel Lust gebracht, nicht vor sein unermesslich Leben durch falsche Freude zu betrüben. Er kommt von seinem Droh, das Tor, was Werk und Freude sich erstehre. Such sie ja nicht zu verheeren, brecht, brecht den Ball ab. Verehrt und kost er sein, er seich sich ja so gnadenreich, und diese Gnade sucht ich euch. Kein irdisches, kein gottverhasstes Wesen, aus Schönder und auch zu erlesen. Flüchtig ist an den nichtigen Sinn, mag ein Bild und Hass der Mut, stellt sie von
Christmas music in August. Music by Georg Philipp Telemann, Erquickendes Wunder der ewigen Gnade, which means refreshing miracle of eternal grace, performed here by Cheap Trills. I'm going to ask cellist Matt Walker to tell us about the next piece as we move from the German to the Italian Baroque.
Yeah, this is a piece by Niccolo Matias, and you may have not heard of him. He's quite before Bach's time, and he didn't yet feel constricted by all the rules of the later Baroque period. I and Zenobar are both playing modern instruments tuned down to Baroque tuning and using Baroque bows to try to get a, I guess, faux-roque sort of effect. Francis is playing a lute, which has 7 or 14 or 24 strings, I'm not sure which. This piece is a based on a four-chord ground, so you'll hear repeated bass lines and chord progressions with a lot of violin improvisatory sort of stuff on top of it.
Great. So we have music by Nicola Matthias. This is Diversi Bizzarri Sopra la Vecchia.
Thank you.
Diversi Bizzari Sopra la Vecchia by Nicola Matias, performed live in Studio C. Changing genres here completely, Patrick Daly, what do we have next?
We will be performing Nature Boy by Nat King Cole. This will be performed by myself and Matt. Yeah, we're totally switching genres here and coasts and size of the world. But it's important to remember that, you know, great music is great music, period. And just as there were the geniuses of Telemann, Bach, and all whom we have studied, there's the genius of Nat King Cole and others within the 20th century. And so as modern players, we think it's important to sort of, you know, show that we can do this. Also to note, this will be the first time you're going to hear some of these songs at tuned at 4:15. So, you know, that's exciting.
So a song that is 70 years old this year. This is Nature Boy by Nat King Cole. Nature Boy by Nat King Cole, performed by countertenor Patrick Daly and cellist Matt Walker here on 91 Classical. Before we get to this final tune, Patrick, tell us what's next for the members of Cheap Trills. Where can we see you perform?
Oh, wow. Well, you know, you can catch us at your local bar establishment, you know. We all are doing so many different things. I know this fall I will be doing a world premiere of Permadeath, a video game opera in Boston, written by Cerise Jacobs and composed by Dan Viscotti. So that's at the end of September. Of course, there's going to be Alias concerts throughout the year. You can be looking out for that. Hopefully, we may be even showing up back here again. So who knows?
Okay. All right. So here we go. Cheap Trills with one more tune. You've brought us something by Stevie Wonder here. Isn't She Lovely? A tune by Stevie Wonder arranged for a rather baroque ensemble. Cheap Trills here on 91 Classical.
Thank you. she wonderful? Isn't she precious? Less than 1 minute old. I never thought true love would be making one as lovely as she. But isn't she lovely, made from love?
Tenor Patrick Daly, along with Francis Perry on lute, Zenobia Bowers on violin, and Matt Walker on cello. That's Cheap Trills, performing Isn't She Lovely by Stevie Wonder, live in Studio C. And aren't they lovely? Cheap Trills, thanks for being here.
They may have
chosen a name, but you can still engage and give them a shout out on our Facebook page or Instagram or Twitter pages. We're 91 Classical everywhere. Next week on the show, we'll welcome internationally touring but Nashville native multi-instrumentalist Parker Ramsey on harp. Thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission, the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, and the First Tennessee Foundation. Our engineer for the program is Carl Peterson. I'm Colleen Phelps. We appreciate you tuning in to hear Middle Tennessee's classical music live in Studio C.